The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Proper kavana for mitzvahs le'inadam lechaveda. So, we were talking about proper status with mitzvahs le'inadam lechaveda. We had a whole list of them yesterday. And the most important thing is, as much as possible, the kavanah should be only to do the Ratzon Hashem, to bring oneself closer to Hashem and His good ways, with it guiding people in behavior. We should do chesed, like Hashem does chesed, guiding people in the avodas Hashem, bring them closer to Hashem's avodas Hashem. One should not try to do it to publicize himself, or people should give him cover. Should get paying for it, should he have power over them. And then he has to be talking to Hashem that what he does should be successful. So, number one, there are many facets of why when a person is having for his covenant, for his power, it takes away from the mitzvah. Kamuvan, the most basic way is because the mitzvah is after Echa Kamoicha, Halachta v'drochav, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing it for His kavod. So as much as you're doing it for your kavod, you're doing it for yourself and not really for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's number one. Number two is it will not come out as good either, because when there's a kavod element, then that can affect the way you are interacting with people. For example, if you want to mechazik somebody in Yiddishkeit, that your kavod is an element. So if they don't listen to you the way you want, they don't follow what you want, you're going to get all upset. Then you're not, and it's going to just make it harder for you to mechazik them. And the same thing goes for any
Kol HaLashon.
I could chizik you want to give to somebody. If your kavod is a certain element, then when you're not going to get your kavod, you're not going to do it properly. And you're going to end up being, you will be the one that would cause this person to lose out. This is so important, especially with dealing with children. There's so much room for mistake when a person wants to mechanech a child, and the child doesn't cooperate the way he wants. If the person is totally shem shemayim, he'll never get angry and upset. Sometimes he'll give a strong message to the child, because the child doesn't know what he did wrong. But he won't lose himself, and he won't just get insulted by it. And the child feels so much these things. The child can feel when a parent or Rebbe is insulted and took it personally, and getting back at him in some degree, or what it really means for the benefit of the child. It's a world of a difference. Because if you want to have the proper relationship with somebody you're being mechanech, it's only if the relationship is total love and total care. That causes a connection between the one who's being mechanech and the one who's being receiving the chinuch. But if it's in the case that the one you're being mechanech feels that there's some personal, you have your personal reasons why you're doing it. You're not doing it necessarily for him, you're doing it for your covet, for your power. And the proof that he has it for it is that you're getting upset when he's not cooperating. Then that causes a distance between the two, and it makes it so much harder to really have the possible effect and essential and successful effect that one would want to have. So this is another clue in the Bitochen. Avada, Klapi Shemai, the right thing is to do as much as possible, totally Shem Shemai. And we're adding to that, then it makes a world of a difference of how effective your chinuch will be. You're doing such a fashion. Have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.